Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And we're continuing on through our study through the book of Philippians. And today we're going to be in Philippians chapter 1, verses 24 through 26. And in the preceding verses, Paul has just finished talking through this dilemma that he's facing. He's in prison because of his faith in Jesus, and he gives one of his most famous lines, that to live is Christ and to die is gain. And he was honestly torn between what he wanted to have happen. He knew that if he was released from prison, that would mean he would be able to go and to help the people in Philippi and to plant more churches and advance the gospel. But he also knew that to die was gain, because for him, death was not the end. Death was a doorway to everlasting life with Jesus. And at one point, he even says, it's better for me to depart and to be with Jesus. But he comes to this conclusion and verse 24, after wrestling through, do I want to continue on? Do I want to go and be with Jesus? He says this, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, sure of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again and boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. Paul believed that despite the situation he was facing and not sure how his trial was going to fare with Nero, he believed that God was not done with him yet, but that he had more work to complete. He had more fruitful labor to pursue. He believed that God was still going to use him to advance his kingdom and to share the message of Jesus. And I think it's incredible that in the middle of Paul's greatest trial, where he's potentially going to die, he does not know what's going to happen to him. He's not complaining about his situation. He's not throwing a pity party. He's not giving up and feeling sorry for himself. No, his chief concern was the spread of the gospel and the well-being of the people in Philippi. And you see the humility and the selflessness of Paul on full display here. It was never about him. It was never about his needs. It was always about Jesus and always about others. You know, whenever we walk through a season of hardship or difficulty in our life, I think it's very easy for us to become very self-focused and self-consumed, where we complain about our problem and we shut down and we withdraw and we mistreat people because we're frustrated, and our problems, our hardships become kind of the central focus of our life, and they're the lens through which we view everything else in life. But in the middle of our trials, I think it's important that we have a shift in our perspective, just like Paul did. And rather than viewing life through the lens of the trial, we view our trial through the lens of Jesus. And I think one of the greatest ways that we can do this is when we're in a season of difficulty and hardship, rather than focusing on ourselves, we put the needs of others ahead of ourselves. And I think serving others keeps us from being a victim of our circumstances, where we start to complain and shut down and withdraw. Because I've found it's hard to complain. It's hard to focus on ourselves when we're busy putting others first. So I want to leave you with a question today to think about and to consider. And it's this: how can you use your season of hardship to be a blessing to others? And maybe right now you're walking through a difficult season. You're walking through some kind of trial, just like Paul was. And you don't know how things are going to turn out. You don't understand fully why God has you in this situation. But how can you use this season to actually be a blessing to others, to put others' needs and others' interests ahead of your own? And I think by doing that, we change our perspective and we begin to have this mindset of Paul, where we're not the center of our life, but Jesus and others are. So I want to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you just for the example of the Apostle Paul, that while he was in prison, waiting for his trial, not knowing how things would turn out, his primary concern was the spread of the gospel and the needs of other believers. And Lord, I pray that we would adopt that heart and that mindset, that regardless of what we're facing in this life, that we would understand what the priority is that you and the gospel and serving others is always of utmost importance. So God, help us to live that out in whatever season of life we may find ourselves in today. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.